This is Foreign Language Radio Station of Sichuan University.
And you're listening to Chocolate Martini. I'm Pu Miaoyan.
This is Jiang Yuewang. Hello, everyone.
Today, we invited Yu Luo and Shiji Zhao from the iGEM team of Sichuan University. We'll talk about iGEM and synthetic biology. It's a great show today. Stay with us.
This is Foreign Language Radio Stadium of Sichuan University.
Voici la radio diffusion de langue étrangère de Sichuan Université.
这里是四川大学外语广播电台。
Chocamos Sichuan Timo.
Esta es la emisora del idioma extranjero de la Universidad de Sichuan.
这里是四川大学外语广播电台。
这里是四川大学外语广播电台。
This is FM 93.2 Foreign Language Radio Station from Sichuan University. Stay with us.
Echo, when did you first heard of iGEM?
I think that would be last November. I remember seeing a huge yellow poster with black strips across the poster, introducing the contest and recruiting for 2015.
So you've heard of the competition quite early. What's your first impression on it?
From the introduction, I don't think I fully understood what the competition is about. I know it's about synthetic biology, but I have no idea what that is, and it seems to have nothing to do with dentistry, which is my major. So I still have no idea what synthetic biology is and what iGEM is about. So can you tell us about this, Yu?
Synthetic biology is a branch of biological science, appearing in the 21st century.Usually, the purpose of biology is to study the internal structures of living organisms by means of anatomy. But totally different from the traditional subject, synthetic biology aims on creating the basic genetical parts and step by step building a complex system, which is called artificial biosystem, a system that can work as electric circuits.
But I think there are just a small number of people who can really understand this subject. Is that true?
Well, as you see, the history of synthetic biology is not very long. This may be an important reason why many people haven't known about this. But there are some great measurements to improve this situation. The International Genetically Engineered Machine Competition, short for iGEM,is a top international event in the field of synthetic biology, hosted by Massachusetts Institute of Technology, namely MIT. This competition requires every team to use standardized biobricks to assemble some artificial biosystem that can be manipulated and measured. Also, the system should fit some specific purpose. But pay attention,iGEM is far more than doing experiments. Social practice and propaganda make an important part of this competition. Every year, more than 200 teams from all over the world come to Boston to introduce their projects and share their ideas together. This is a great jamboree. You can learn much about synthetic biology from this.
In fact, it's more of a combination of many fields.Shiji, can you tell us about it?
Before we decide what we'll do this year, we try to see what the former gold medalists did. And you can see a lot of fascinating projects. For example, in 2013, the iGEM team in Swiss Federal Institute of Technology Zurich transferred the classic Minesweeper game from the computers to petri dishes based on the well-known principle of bacterial chromosensing.In 2014, the iGEM team in University of Minnesota designed a device with microorganisms that can remove the heavy metals such as mercury in water. So we can see that iGEM is a combination of many subjects instead of only about biology.
Oh, also, iGEM is making a huge effort to let more people know about synthetic biology. That's why human practice is also a very important part of iGEM.
Yeah, so I think we can advertise it here.
Oh, okay. We're organizing a series of activities that every student can take part in here on campus.
Really? What are they?
We based our activities on the procedure of an iGEM competition to encourage more students to propose projects. Currently, we're advertising all over the campus about a small contest called ECMA, and a lot of the teams are signing up these days.
Oh, wait a second. Can you tell me about the ECMA?
ECMA is short for Sichuan University Architects Competition of Microorganisms Application. That's long, isn't it?
Yes.
All the students on campus can register a team less than 5 students. Then by the 5th of June, they will have their first presentation and let the professors assess if it's practical and innovative enough to be sponsored by the school, so they may achieve enough funding to realize their project.
So do you hold any other activities to promote this competition?
What's coming up soon is that our team also invited some professors to give a few lectures introducing synthetic biology.
Okay, let's first take a break.
This is Foreign Language Radio Stadium of Sichuan University.
Voici la radio diffusion de langue étrangère de Sichuan Université.
这里是四川大学外语广播电台。
Chamo Sichuan, Chamo.
Esta es la emisora del idioma extranjero de la Universidad de Sichuan.
这
里是四川大学外语广播电台。
This is FM 93.2 Foreign Language Radio Station from Sichuan University. Stay with us.
Welcome back.
We have been talking about iGEM. Pu Miao, I know you are also in the team, but you major in electrical engineering. So can you tell me from your perspective, what's your understanding of synthetic biology?
Compared with biology that we used to talk about, synthetic biology to me is more close to engineering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we used to do is try to figure out how life works. But synthetic biology is more a designof a system that meets the goal.
And you, what do you think? You studied in the field of dentistry. What did you think of synthetic biology when you first heard of it?
Well, the first time I know about synthetic biology, I think this is amazing. I feel that synthetic biology will trigger the next biotechnology revolution. Now, scientists are not limited to the hard gene splicing,but to start building the genetic code in the hope of using synthetic genetic factor to build a new organism. Can you imagine that? People no more just realize the world. They are creating it. Synthetic biology is expected to rapid progress in the coming years. It is estimated that synthetic biology will have a good application prospect in many areas.Including more effective vaccine production, new and improved drugs, manufacturing, the biosensor that can detect toxin, chemical, and so on. There is no doubt that synthetic biology will promote the progress of human society.
So what do you think is the most difficult about synthetic biology, different from other fields of biology?
I think the biggest difficulty of synthetic biology should be the risk, especially the risk in biosafety. Although the majority of business applications of synthetic biology still need a few years to be achieved, now researchers have already used this technology to develop the clean renewable biofuels and certain scarce drugs. The first generation of synthetic microbes is just a simple application. They may have to do with the use of recombinant DNA of microbes. The risk assessment may not be a problem, but as synthetic biology technology become more mature, the possible to develop complex organisms, its genome may be made by all sorts of genetic sequences, including artificial laboratory design,and the gene sequencing restructuring. Despite the risk assessment problem is similar to the one caused by genetically modified organism. But for the newly synthesis, to find the answer to that question is much more difficult.
Before this show, I have been searching for some information to prepare for today's show. And I think I found something interesting, which I'm not exactly sure if it is true, that is biology is almost given the most attention among all fields of science by its general public.
I think so too. I mean, Though a lot of things that I read are about electrical engineering because that's where I'm most interested in. But other than that, when you go through most newspapers and magazines, there's always news about biology, discussions about genetic engineering.
That's true. Biology itself consists of many other subjects, which suggests why people focus on biology. It covers the topic such as environmental protection and food safety.
Yeah, I think the public attitude about biology, especially genetic engineering, is quite controversial.
Wait a sec. I think most people are still confused with the concept of synthetic biology and genetic engineering.
Well, actually, I think there's a strong correlation between synthetic biology and genetic engineering. Genetic engineering was born in the 1970s, created by two talented scientists. The principle of it is quite simple, just as what we've learned in high school, like using many enzyme tools to create a vector carrying target genes, then express it in healthy cells like bacteria or yeast. When it comes to synthetic biology, the techniques of genetic engineering are widely used. So I think the specificity of synthetic biology is reflected by its purpose. I mean, the purpose of synthetic biology is using biological techniques to create artificial systems that can be functional. So in brief, synthetic biology is the subdiscipline of biology, while genetic engineering serves as a methodology for synthetic biology. That is the differences and the relation between synthetic biology and genetic engineering.
So, what do you think makes people feel so intense about this subject? For example, recent years, a famous CCTV host named Yong Yuancui devoted himself to raise the public attention to genetically engineered foods, which drew great fear on the issue since CCTV hosts have more or less been considered some sort of authority by part of the public.
I agree that the safety of GMO, that is genetically modified organisms, the safety is still uncertain. Because there is no evidence showing that GMO foods are 100% safe. But if we think about it from another angle, we may realize that it's impossible to prove the safety of anything. I mean, before we find out the harmfulness of something, we could only announce that this stuff is safe up to now. But we still cannot prove it must be safe. Got it?
Like, you can never predict the future, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, to some extent, Cui is right. The public have the right to know if a product is genetically modified or not. But the point is, too many civilians have refused GMO before they know what GMO exactly is. And they even don't believe or even hate biological scientists now. Of course, scientists who major in this field will try to avoid the harmfulness of GMO products as possible as they can. So what I want to say is the scientific literacy of the public needs to be improved. The possibility of the overuse of synthetic biology do exist, because synthetic biology makes modifying a creature or even create a new species not dream anymore. If these completely new creatures diffuse into nature, definitely it will cause serious problems for the ecosystem. It indicates when using synthetic biology, the work of biosafety is highly required.
Synthetic biology is still unfamiliar to the general public, but do you think it will meet great difficulties when it's more developed and known by the public? I mean, when I first talked to my mother about what we were doing when we stayed on campus for a week during the winter holidays, my mother, who majored in biochemistry when she was in college, but then started her career having nothing to do with biochemistry, she was very unsupportive about our project, saying how it changed the course of nature, blah blah blah. So, do you think this will happen more often when synthetic biology is known by more people? And do you think the opinions of the public will affect synthetic biology?
And as to the influence on synthetic biology, of course the opinions of the public will influence the subject. First, synthetic biology was born for human needs. Second, the subject has to change itself to cater to the suggestions from the public.
Actually, Pumiao, there's something that I'm very interested about. You majored in electrical engineering, and why did you join the IGM team in the first place?
Synthetic biology to me is more like a combination of wide range of subjects. It uses the latest technology to solve problems. You know, I'm interested in biology, and they need people to do the modeling, and my English hopefully can also help the team, so I signed up. I think since I started to know about what to do in synthetic biology, it gave me the impression that people studying almost all majors can contribute to it.
Yes, interdisciplinarity is another characteristic of synthetic biology. Since 2000, when the Nature magazine reported the result of synthetic genetic circuit, this new biology research has attracted wide attention around the world, and is recognized that it has broad application prospects in medical, chemical, energy, materials, agriculture, and other fields. Using synthetic biology to realize artificial life is based on the way of discipline overlapping. We could say that synthetic biology is just the basic method, but the creative ideas from different kinds of disciplines is a key part of creation. By using synthetic biology method and theory, we are able to realize the design, renovation, and rebuild of the life organism. We can also solve the problems such as biological medicine, environmental energy, biological materials, cells and proteins, and so on. This could bring a new wave of technological revolution.
So, what do you think is the most difficult part of being a multidisciplinary member?
I think the most difference came from the different ways we look at things. Take last January, for example, we were brainstorming for this year's idea. When I proposed my idea on the presentation, my teammates were so worried if it can ever be realized. Because in electrical engineering, you work with a system completely made by human. You can almost control everything. But in biology, there's only a very little part of it that you can control. You're dealing with a much more complicated system.
So how did you finally overcome this problem?
That should contribute to my teammates. They all spent so much effort to build pathways and adjust the idea. That is the fascinating part about teamwork, you know. You can accomplish things that can hardly be done by individuals. If you want to register in the ECMA competition, or have any suggestions for the show, welcome to search 川大耳朵, or search SCU-ACMA in WeChat. You can also search SCU Foreign Language Radio Station on Sina Microblog. You can also listen to the show on www.lizhi.com. This is Pu Miao.
This is Jiang Yue. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.